This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't waste them. Don't waste your time. Spend some time with me and us. This is the good day version of Friday. Friday the 13th. This is the greatest day of the year for Triskaidekaphobics. Hooray for Friday the 13th. Yeah. Okay, I'm Doug Steffen, and I'm joined by Kara Schillen, who's in our studio in Washington, paying attention to things that I'm not, or vice versa. I'm paying attention to things that she's not paying attention to. That's what makes it a good collaboration. Speaking of collaboration, isn't it great to know that the government is on your side? Yeah. There's an overview of the Customs and Border Protection Patrol going on right now. The Chief of Internal Affairs is investigating what basically is, whether you know it or not, the largest law enforcement agency in the country. The Border Patrol has more people working for it now than any other governmental agency that's supposed to protect and serve, if you know what I mean. More than, I'm talking about not the military, I'm just talking about the sort of state of the police versus the police state. We could argue that either or both of those are perhaps the same thing. Did you know that when Barack Obama came into office, this is an interesting statistic for those of you who are critical, and this is not, I'm not an apologist, for God's sakes, we know that for Barack Obama, but the time that he's come into office, the agency, the Border Patrol, has increased in agents from 8,000 to 20,000. Did you know that? I did not have any idea until I just looked it up yesterday. I was actually doing this as a result of understanding that the president has decided to end the wet foot, dry foot policy, the longstanding wet foot, dry foot policy that allows Cubans who come into our country without a visa, without any papers, without anything, to become permanent residents. That was what was going on during our at odds period. I put that in quotation marks or brackets. We were at odds with the Cubans. So anybody that came here had a foot up, if you will, wet or dry. It was easier for you to become a permanent resident of the country. So this has been going on for decades, but it was only for the Cubans, not for anybody else. And a lot of it was because of the pressure that came out of the Cubans in the Miami community. Anybody else who comes into our country without a visa gets arrested if you catch them, and deported. And that was one of the ideas, back to the brackets here, of having all these Border Patrol agents that are on the border. You know, the Border Patrol airing recruitment ads during the Dallas Cowboys games, sponsoring NASCAR, all this sort of thing, that's when they were looking for agents. But there have been unintended consequences that may serve as a cautionary, hold on there, President Trump. How's that sound, by the way, when I say it? A lot of you think it's cool. President Trump. You want more agents? Wow. What a mess. This is this has been one of those things that news media has completely ignored and or covered up. And I'm going to bet that you will not have this conversation. You will not hear this. This is not fake news, but I'm betting you're not going to find much or hear much or see much of this in other coverage. So let me give you a little backgrounder, which is what this hour is all about anyway, conversationally. Information that you don't know about. I don't know. I'm not trying to be the Drudge Report here. But there are things that I find that sort of hit my hot buttons. And I figure some of this stuff is going to hit your hot buttons. That's why we discuss it in detail and in depth here. The growth of the Border Patrol has brought with it a whole slew of problems. In fact, the number of employees arrested for misconduct is growing by leaps and bounds every year. There was a 40% increase in the number of people investigated by the Internal Affairs Department of the Border Patrol for all kinds of activities. Corruption, arrested people charged with smuggling drugs, smuggling people, violating civil rights. So the hiring initiative has stopped. And one of the reasons it stopped is because there was so much corruption. They just hired anybody. It kind of reminds me, Kara, do you remember which police department? I want to say it was Baltimore, but it may have been Philadelphia. One of the eastern cities was hiring police to beat the band. It may have been New York, even. Hiring lots and lots of police. And it turned out that the people they were hiring, when there was an investigation, independent investigation done by some watchdog agency, found that a lot of the people that were recruited into the police department had records. They were felons, misdemeanors, all kinds of things.
Yeah,
but they're just hiring anybody because they needed bodies.
Yeah, I don't remember it being Baltimore, but it's possible. I mean, I wouldn't be that surprised.
No.
But yeah, that's that's crazy.
Well, so anyway, the point here is that we all scratch all. Many of us want to see this whole problem contained, and we want it done. We think that Trump has, if not the right idea, certainly has the intention that goes along with the feelings of most people in the country. That is, we want this incursion, this invasion stopped. That ought to be the national policy. So if that's the case, and there's this inconsistency because there is hiring, or there was hiring that went on for Homeland Security and Border Patrol to try to check the number of people who are coming in. It's obviously failed miserably anyway, whether it's because of the corruption or just because, you know, it's almost impossible to guard that much. Remember, we're talking about from Brownsville, Texas, on the eastern end, all the way to Tijuana and San Diego on the western end. That's about 1,400 miles. Our border it's just about 1,400 miles of having the same border. How do you build a fence? You know how much that would cost? Yeah, Trump's talking to his butt if he thinks the Mexicans are going to pay for that, or if even we're going to build it and it'll have any consequence. So I'm going to go back to my original long-standing position that I've basically held on to this. I think I said, I first started saying this probably about 14, 15 years ago, when the problem just became so prevalent, that when you look at the demographics, when you look at the topography, when you look at everything, instead of the United States being a separate country, Canada a separate country, Mexico a separate country, I'm going to bet, and it may be, and I'm even advocating for this, frankly, because I think there's a lot we can get out of Canada, a lot that we can get out of Mexico, frankly. Oil, a lot of natural resources, but Mexico is horribly run. And in some circumstances, Canada, the argument is run better than our country, but that's because there are a lot fewer people up there. But what I'm suggesting and what I think is going to happen sooner or later is that it'll become the United States of North America, and Canada and Mexico will all just be part of the United States. And that's the only way you're really going to fix this problem. That's it. There's no other way of fixing it. There really isn't. Build all the walls you want to. These people, if they want to get through, they've proven that they can get through. And they, if they want to, they will. The old, where there's a will, there's a way. The Cubans proved it. The Mexicans and people from Central America, El Salvadorians and Guatemalans and Brazilians, you want to get here, you're going to get here. You can't build a wall. There are plenty of ways. You want to spend a night in Miami or over in Naples or up in Tampa or along the Panhandle. These boats can come in and bring drugs in. These little boats. How do you know? I mean, walk along like I did on New Year's Eve, the shoreline of Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, Palm Beach County, and all those boats that are there. Hundreds of boats that could easily make it to Cuba or the other islands, load up on drugs, come in Who's going to know? There's no customs agent checking those boats in when they land at the docks in Palm Beach or Boca Raton or Del Rey or Melbourne or Miami or Naples or you name it. There's nobody checking them, so they could be coming from anywhere. This is foolishness. It really is. Let's bring them all in. Let's bring them in. And not encourage people to make the migration here without consequence, okay? Because really that's where the problem comes from. It comes from Mexico. You annex Mexico. At least if we have a southern border, like Mexico's southern border is about 400 miles wide. You can contain that or make it better. You think I'm crazy, right? You think that I'm nuts. Well, I'm telling you, sooner or later, nutty things come to... Who would have thought a year ago that Donald Trump would be president? Think about it that way. 17 after the hour, and good day.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
And now, Geico's saving stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like she discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Okay, so here we go again with another suggestion that the Justice Department now be investigated over the Clinton probe. So we got more investigations going on, internal investigations, trying to figure out why the Russians are feeding on C-SPAN. That's being investigated. Wow, do we have investigations on top of investigations? A full story coming up in the next half hour of the Friday Good Day get-together. 21 after the hour now.
Hey, Chief Non-Attorney Spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
But this is Gwen Stefani and her boyfriend.
That would be a good guess.
Is that a good guess?
You'd be right.
All right. So Gwen, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani together, and apparently they're moving in together. Is that the story behind her selling her home in Beverly Hills?
That's the rumor.
Could be, yeah.
That's the rumor. Wow.
Yeah.
So
they,
here we go.
They're together all the time. I mean, it's not, a lot of celebrities are just, together once every month.
Yeah.
But, she's Snapchatting pictures with them all the time. They're always together.
And wasn't that one of the things that he sort of wanted in his marriage to Miranda? They just didn't see each other?
Yeah.
It's hard, I mean, it's...
It is.
That's tough.
When you're there and she's there and you're here, or vice versa.
Yep.
So this house, this is a small little house, this typical Beverly Hills, sort of back street house, 7 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms, 13 and a half mil. House was owned by Jennifer. Me.
That's what she bought it for in 2006. Now it's 35 mil.
Maybe a little more expensive now.
Yeah. I don't know how the value goes up that much, but.
That's Beverly Hills. And there's a lot of money floating around here these days. Not that there isn't always a lot of money, but there's really a lot of money floating around here. This real estate value has gone crazy. That neighborhood that I was in Santa Monica, I couldn't buy a house there now. Couldn't come close.
This makes me think that the two of them are going to buy a big, gigantic compound together. Because I know a little bit about the place where Blake Shelton lives. And if she moves her whole family in with him, this place does probably not have, the private tennis courts, the screening room, the gym, the infinity pool, all the stuff that celebrities want when they go into a new house, or what Gwen's giving up with this one. So I wonder if they're going to be looking for something together.
Does Blake kind of have a bachelor pad, or where does he live?
He lives in the Hollywood Hills.
Exact address, please.
But I can't.
Jen knows, I bet.
I do. But I can't. I can't imagine that she would downsize. Does that make sense?
Yeah. She's got three kids or four?
I think she's got three.
You got 12,000 square foot home now. How much do you need to have these two couples come together with their families? I always thought my house was big when I was by myself. and it's like about 4,000 square feet. What in the world do you do? But I mean, driving around in this neighborhood that I'm in now in Bel Air, this is a common place. I mean, the houses are, what's his face? We were just talking about this off the air. Aaron Spelling's house built into the hill up the street. There's another house being built on top of the hill that's about 40,000 square feet. What do you do with a place? Yeah. Like,
I'm just thinking about my house. I mean, you'd need more than six of my houses to
fit inside.
All right.
So anyway, that's the latest on Gwen Stefani. As I said, J-Lo owned the house before she did. And speaking of J-Lo, Drake took his new relationship with J-Lo to the next level, giving her a special piece of jewelry to kick off the new year. He bought the Tiffany Victoria necklace for $100,000, and she wore it, 15 carats worth of round pear and marquise-shaped diamonds, on New Year's Eve. So how old is this guy? He's 30 and she's 47. Doesn't that sort of keep up with what she's been doing?
Pretty much.
Like a younger guy.
30's a little old for her.
Yeah.
I think the backup dancer before that was in his 20s.
Yeah. And but who's she had? It was Ben Affleck the last really serious relationship she had? It was.
It's the last engagement she had, right? With someone, I mean, with someone famous. She was with that dancer guy forever.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, she married Mark Anthony after Ben Affleck.
Yeah, she married Mark Anthony, and then she was with Chris, what's-his-face, Judd.
Uh-huh.
No, it was Chris Judd before.
Before.
I don't know.
There was
Mark
just a dancer she broke up with, though.
Yeah.
Keep them moving, moving, moving. Keep them rolling, rolling, rolling. And that's what some people like to do. Good for them. If it works for you. 28 past the hour.
If you could predict how long you'll live, would you? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Scientists say all you need is a treadmill, a heart monitor, and a calculator to predict whether you'll be alive a decade from now. The test, named Fit Treadmill Score, is a measure of your overall fitness. This involves 3-minute trials on a treadmill with increasing speeds and degree of incline. Johns Hopkins cardiologists looked at 58,000 stress tests and created a simple formula to tell you how likely you are to die over the next 10 years. Findings supported what we suspected all along. Fitness level is the most powerful indicator of death and survival, even after accounting for all other variables such as genetics. We are warned that the test isn't foolproof, and that it by no means predicts the toll worrying about dying can take on any of us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
How now, Brown Cow Department. I'm Doug Steffen. Good day. Time. I just said it was 34 past, didn't I? Yeah. The clock is ticking since now almost 35 past the hour. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio yard. So we've been talking about all the investigations going on into the Border Patrol, into Hillary Clinton, into C-SPAN. I find it. I don't know why I'm talking about this, because some people think this is really important. And I'm not saying that it's not really important. As some of you may have heard, some of you may not have heard, the story from yesterday about C-SPAN having its online video coverage of Congress interrupted by a live feed of what was going on at the Kremlin. I mean, there's a certain amount of irony, but are these people really hacking into everything? Are they showing us they can hack into anything and everything? And so what does that say about our own security? C-SPAN says it is going to get into the nitty-gritty of this. The Russian feed today, which interrupted footage of
Representative Maxine Waters, speaking at a Securities and Exchange Commission hearing, was on for 10 minutes or so. C-SPAN said it was investigating the matter, but operating under the assumption the interruption was the result of a technical issue. All right. So where are the conspiratorialists in this one? All right, right. More investigations. Justice Department internal watchdog announcing it is launching a probe into the Department of at the FBI handling the investigation of Hillary Clinton's private email server. Man, is this a can of worms. Listen to this.
Given the importance of the matter, I think unusual transparency is in order.
FBI Director James Comey's unusual transparency is now under investigation by the Department of Justice's independent watchdog. Justice Department Inspector General Michael E. Horowitz announced Thursday he will investigate the FBI and DOJ's actions in the months leading up to the presidential election. Those actions include Comey's July announcement about the department's decision not to prosecute former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton over allegations she may have mishandled classified information. The probe will specifically look at whether the public explanation broke with any Department of Justice policies or procedures. It will also determine whether the letter Comey sent to several House and Senate committee leaders 11 days before the election was appropriate. The letter said the FBI was reviewing emails found during an investigation into former Congressman Anthony Weiner that might change the outcome of the Clinton probe. Weiner's estranged wife is Clinton's top aide, Huma Abedin. Though Comey sent another letter to House and Senate committee leaders 2 days before the election, saying the new investigation into the emails turned up nothing new, the Clinton campaign has blamed his first letter for its defeat. Horowitz's decision to investigate the department's actions isn't all that surprising. Members of Congress and various groups have called for a probe into the department's actions.
Well, there you go. The government investigating the government. That's always a cool thing. The government, there's the chickens and the foxes and the hen house and all that stuff. But notice, the reason I bring it up is because, I mean, everybody, all the naysayers are going to be on us all day today, and it's going to be the Republicans versus the Democrats and the conservatives versus the liberals. It's just, we have a big country. It's too big. Too many agencies, too much government, too much spending, too many people that have their own interests, and they put their own interests first ahead of the country's, even though they're in a position for us to believe that they are there to serve, right? The public good and necessity. I think that's the case with Joe Biden. I have never thought that Joe Biden would be a good president because some of his political points of view are not where I am. But I think Joe Biden's a very decent human being, a very good human being, and has served the country well in many ways. You know, you can laugh about the gaffes. Yeah, subject of lots of fun. But I think deep, deep down, he's pretty upfront. I remember during one of the debates, was it 8 years ago when he was running for vice president? He and his wife were on the stage, and he was asked a question by a reporter, and he said, he looked at the guy and said, "Candidate." He was asked why he wanted to be vice president, and he told a story about he and Obama and Hillary Clinton having a conversation as to who's going to get what job. "Joe, you want to be vice president or you want to be secretary of state?" was the question. That's what he said to the interviewer. And Hillary said she wanted to be secretary of state. And so Joe said, "Okay, I'll be vice president." And his wife looked at him and said, "Joe, you can't tell those stories." And his face got red. And I thought, you know, there's so many cynical people. They think, "Oh, it was just rehearsed. That was nonsense. Yada, yada, yada." I don't think it was. I think too much of his stuff has just been Joe being Joe. And as a result of Joe being Joe and his being close to Barack Obama, there was a presentation yesterday at the White House that was quite moving. Here's the story.
"I am pleased to award our nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. For the first and only time in my presidency, I will bestow this medal with an additional level of veneration, an honor my three most recent successors reserved for only three others, Pope John Paul II, President Ronald Reagan, and General Colin Powell. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to award the Presidential Medal of Freedom with distinction. to my brother, Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr.
Mr. President, you have creeped into our heart, you and your whole family, including Mom, and you occupy it. It's an amazing thing that happened. I knew how smart you were. I knew how honorable you were. I knew how decent you were from the couple years you worked in the Senate. And I knew what you were capable of. But I never fully expected that you'd occupy the Biden's heart from Hunter, Ashley, my sister, all of us. Mr. President, you know as long as there's a breath in me, I'll be there for you. My whole family will be, and I know it is reciprocal. I want to thank you all so very, very, very much.
I think most of us who either why I watched the video of it last night, I got emotional. I could see where you would have a tear. And there was an extreme amount of emotion on both sides. I think we've seen, you know, when you do what these guys have done together for 8 years, no matter whether you think they've done a good job or a bad job, whether you you think politically they're not where you are, it still is a circumstance where there are human beings involved. And at some point, we've got to put down the knives and forks that we like to stick into the people that we don't agree with sometimes and just say, okay, these people are human beings.
Yeah.
I can't get that cynical. I'm pretty cynical about stuff, but I can't get that cynical about these people. When you look at the emotions, the tributes, where Obama teared up when he made his speech in Chicago the other night, I mean, I think that emotion was genuine. At this point, they don't have any reason. There's no gain to come from them not being themselves. The game's over for them.
Yeah, there was something. I mean, I teared up when I watched it, and there was something moving about just seeing two people who just genuinely seem to really care about each other, especially after, I mean, the presidency and vice presidency, those are hard positions and to be in, and I can imagine, you know, it wouldn't be that surprising after 8 years of working together if you didn't want to see each other anymore.
Yeah,
or,
I mean, look at Clinton and Gore were happy to be, they were happy.
Yeah, and I
to
mean...
To be, and even more so, the dislike between Cheney and Bush, George Bush, was so obvious, especially in the last year or so, that they don't speak today. They have such an animosity toward one another, and it's legitimate.
Yeah.
You know, Dick Cheney's a bad guy.
I imagine that after they're out of the White House, that I don't know where Biden is and his family are planning to live. I don't know if they're...
Well, they're from Delaware, but whether they stay there or not.
But, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we still see pictures of their families doing things together.
Sure.
It's just nice. And, I mean, Biden was openly crying, and he was so, just the surprise on his face. I feel like everything with him is genuine, and that's why I think that people at least have respect for him as a person, even if you don't like his politics.
He thought that he was coming to toast some of the senior staff when he went over to the White House yesterday afternoon. That's what they told him.
Yeah.
And he believed it, and so he walked in the door, and here we go. So, some good things to acknowledge no matter what. Yep, we can have policy differences. We can disagree without being disagreeable. I certainly have had my time with this president. I've disagreed. You know, we ought to be disagreeing, thinking things through and working them through and understanding what the realities are of situations. But when it comes right down to it, there are very few people that are wholly good, and there are very few people who are wholly bad. And if they're wholly bad, they're like Dylann Roof. He's wholly bad because he's mentally just gone. He's got a vacuum instead of a brain in his head. He's just got a hole. And it's an emotive hole. It's a physical hole. It's a mental hole. And that's with people like that, there are sometimes people who are just plain bad through and through. Even though his mother loves him, his mother even asked for forgiveness for him of the people. And the woman, one of the mothers of one of the people he killed, forgave him yesterday, right? Was it yesterday or the day before when they were sentencing him? And you see people like that and the contrast to people who do things that we don't like. And, you know, you happen to sometimes we denigrate them, but
In a way, I think that's the only way to move on and get on with your life is to just forgive people. And, you know, because we've talked about this before. If you're angry all the time, then it's going to affect you.
Yeah,
and,
sure is.
You know,
physically,
it's not going to affect Dylan emotion. Ruth if she doesn't forgive him. But it's going to affect her if she moves on with her life.
Yep, 45 past the hour. This is Good Day with our thoughts continuing.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit two. Multi-packs count as one.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
Yeah, and you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized and get 20% off select office supplies. Staples. Make more happen.
Applies to regular priced items only. Excludes ink and toner. Other restrictions may apply. Ends 1/14/17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of difference. See store staples.com for details.
Hiya, hiya to people listening in Colorado Springs at this moment, Mobile, Alabama. How do you do? Up around Northwest Ohio. Hi to the folks listening in that neck of the woods in southern Michigan as well. Madison, Wisconsin. Wichita. How do you do? 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 Coming up in a few moments, the College of Intellectual Knowledge, focusing on my pal Uri Geller and what's going on with him and how he can motivate you if you're thinking about getting divorced. Wait a minute. Don't do it. Maybe give some advice. I say that facetiously because pretty much every day lots of people are thinking about getting a divorce. Is there a way to fix the problem? We'll find out with Uri Geller in a moment here on Good Day.
Danger.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen on a program which has received an award. Uri Geller is joining me. I thought you'd be curious to know that one group of radio owners said that this program, my involvement in the radio, is one of the most intriguing situations in American radio. And I'm not sure whether they're talking about my attitude, my approach, my longevity, and the people that I have on the air with me, whether they're my co-hosts or people that are on regularly like you. But I do have a different approach because I am sort of different, and you are too. You've always had a different approach to
things.
Thank you. I think we were just chuckling off the air. I was looking at some pictures of Uri from way before I met you in the 90s, the pictures back to the 70s with all that hair.
Yeah, well, who knows, Doug? You know, first of all, congratulations for the award. And who knows, maybe Obama will give you an award like he gave Biden yesterday.
You know,
so
I think that was a wonderful... we were just talking about that, as a matter of fact. And I think it's been a discussion, and will be for a couple of days, how the true emotions showed men and their emotions. A lot of people think that men are not supposed to cry, they got to be tough. Obama cried, you know, we may or may not like their approach to things politically, but they seem to be, at this point, they have nothing to gain or lose by being themselves. They're both done. So why not be yourself? So I think we're seeing the real people here, don't you?
I think so, although I cannot imagine in my inner mind Donald Trump crying, but who knows?
Yeah,
maybe he also has very deep emotions and can cry. It's very interesting. But you're right, Doug. I think that men cry as much as women.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So do you cry, Doug, when you're emotionally touched by something?
Oh, yeah. I had a tear in my eye when I watched the Joe Biden thing. I was just thinking about that with regard to you and me, because you and I have what some people would call a bromance. We're very close. We feel like brothers, and synchronistically we think a lot alike in lots of different ways. And I think, but I'm not, as you were saying that, I'm thinking, have I ever seen you cry? I don't think we have ever cried in each other's presence. But yes, I am very emotional about the woman that I love. I'm emotional about my dog that I loved, my children. Some circumstances that present themselves do tug on my strings. And I think I saw a different part of you, because I've not seen you with your granddaughter before. We were together a couple of weeks ago, and I could see a different emotion in you. And but I don't. When was the last time you cried? I'll turn it around.
Look, no. I when I see very touching movies. Yesterday, I saw an amazing film. It's called Chocolate, about two clowns from France in the 18th century, 1890 to 19 something, and how the black man was abused by French people and the audiences. He was very famous as a clown, but then he was destroyed. And then the end of the film is that the two clowns, the black and the white man, the black guy is dying, and his partner comes in to say goodbye to him after a long time that they haven't been together, and he started crying. So that brought tears to my eyes. Doug, we're emotional. We're emotional beings. We're energy beings. So our minds are touched by very tender and sad things. Sometimes you cry from happiness, of course. When I saw Biden kind of pull out the handkerchief and wipe his tears,
yeah.
I thought maybe it was a little too much. But then again, his son died, right?
Yeah, his son
a few
died, yeah.
months ago. Am I correct?
Yeah, about a year
ago. That probably evokes those emotions in you. But Doug, listen, I want to just before we sign off, go to something totally different. Annie Jacobson is a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. She's an author, and she lives in L.A., and her new book is coming out in March. It's called Phenomenon. It's basically about the secret history of the U.S. government's investigations into extrasensory perception and psychokinesis. It's a mind-blowing book. And I'm not saying this to plug her book, but I've read a few chapters, and I was amazed. I urge you, all of you who are great Doug Stephan listeners, go to Amazon and get the book. And then once you read it, we'll discuss the book on air. Okay, Doug?
All right, that's a deal. Got it. All right, Uri, thank you. Have a wonderful time over there on the sunny shores of the Mediterranean. Isn't it amazing we can talk like we were next door and you're 10,000 miles away from me? Uri Geller with Doug Stephan at 59 past the hour.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.